We're going to read the words of institution as we find them in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and at the verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death. It is a showing of proclamation, of announcing. Ye announce, ye show, ye display the Lord's death till he come. And the Lord's death displayed in this table by the elements divinely appointed, broken bread and poured out wine. They speak of a body, the sinless body of Christ, which became the carrier. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The body that carried our sins away. For Christ was that sacrificial lamb that took our sins and our sorrows, made them his very own, bore the burden to Calvary, and suffered and died alone. And the wine speaks of the poured out blood. But this blood was not lost blood. It didn't run into the ground and perish. Where is the blood today? The blood is in heaven. Having boldness therefore, brethren, to enter in by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way. And the new and living way is the precious blood of the Lamb. And it will never lose its power. It's the guarantee of our safety to heaven. Amen. It is the guarantee of our safety in heaven. Yes. Never forget it. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. Let us bow our heads in prayer together. We'll ask our brother to lead us in the thanksgiving prayer for the bread. Speaks of the broken body of Christ. Amen.